Eureka! You found us! Welcome to the Check Out California Radio Show, your key to California hospitality. Hosted by Rad Gantos, principal of Rad Gantos & Associates, a hospitality and commercial real estate design firm, and Craig Sullivan, executive vice president of ParkWest GC, a hospitality and commercial real estate general contractor. Check Out California is focused on our state's hospitality, travel, and tourism markets, and on the large part they play in California's vibrant and innovative economic diversity and unique quality of life. Now, here are your hosts, Rad Gantos and Craig Sullivan.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Rod Gantos from the studio of OC Talk Radio, and I am holding the fort here, but I have my co-host, Craig Sullivan, on the line from the Lodging Conference in Arizona. Craig, are you there?
I am there. Good afternoon. How are you, Rod?
Good, buddy. How are you doing in Arizona?
Surviving the heat. Yeah, we're near the century mark, but it's a dry heat, so it's all good.
It's a dry heat?
Yeah,
I know. It's not a. It's. It may be a dry heat, but I'm pretty sure it's not a dry show.
Never a dry show. Dry show.
So tell people about the show that don't know about the show.
Well, this is the Lodging Conference. This is, I believe, the 26th or 27th year. I've been to over 20 of them.
Wow.
It's at the legendary, historic, iconic Arizona Biltmore. Frank Lloyd Wright, living history. Love this hotel.
Yeah, it's a great iconic hotel.
Yeah, it is. The conference sold out again, and we've got about 1,800 attendees. This is the last major hotel conference of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got all the brands here. You've got lenders, community banks, private equity. You've got Wall Street and international funds as well. Then you've got all the third-party professionals, management, architectural design, construction. And you've got the attorneys and accountants and everybody else, reservation systems, cloud-based systems, everything for operating your hotel is in one spot. And it's just a great international conference. You know, we're not seeing any black swan events on the horizon.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. You know, we've had some pretty good growth this year, but it wasn't record setting like it's been in the past. We had about a 3% growth for GDP this year. So no doom and gloom for, at least another year, possibly two.
You feel, I know you go to, and I've attended some with you, but a whole bunch of shows or conferences during the course of the year. You also have your own Click conference that you basically host in Orange County. And, the last year, to your point, the last year we've had even with guests that have been on the show here with us in studio, there's been a very, very strong optimistic outlook kind of thing. Would you say that in this show it's still the same? Is there a little bit more of a, not restraint, but like maybe a cautiousness, a sort of, steady as it goes kind of thing, or?
Yeah, I mean, we've got some things, creeping up. We've got interest rates creeping up. We've certainly got, the midterms. We've got a presidential election in a couple of years. We're cautious. We're not going to have the growth that we've had. Travel is still king right now.
Yeah.
Fundamentals for the industry as a whole are still good.
Yeah.
The big concern, I think, is going to be supply. We've got a ton of supply coming, across the country.
And the concern being that there's a lot of supply out there.
It's in the pipeline, yeah.
Yeah.
And especially if you look at California, which our show focuses on.
Right.
There's a ton of it in the select service arena, which is the last cycle that wasn't the case. It was full service and resort.
Yeah,
there was a glutton on the construction side with that. So we've got price per key is up about 14%.
Yeah.
From the year before. Employment, you know, huge part of your operating nut. It's probably accounting for about 34-37%. And to give you an idea, in 2017, we had roughly 300,000 jobs nationally to be filled in hospitality.
Yeah.
This year, we've got 800,000.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
So, you know, that's disparaging. And it's going to cost more to keep people.
Well, and is that driven based on anticipated capacity buildup, or is it anticipated? I mean, is it supported by the business that's out there, or is it being supported by this is the next step of once this capacity comes online that you basically have to staff it?
Well, you know, it's a shortage right now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's creating, problems operationally. That's why you see so many of these newer extended stay brands that operate on a staff of seven.
Yeah.
You know, and two of them are maids. And when you only have to touch the room, you know, maybe once every 2 weeks, that's not a bad thing.
Well, and we've talked about this. We've had people that have come in and talked about it. There's also a sort of a parallel path of automation that's being experimented with, and that speaks to the cost.
Yeah, that's talked about a little bit as well, yeah.
Yeah, the cost of operation and how you could defer some of that cost as properties get a little bit more expensive. What are some of the sessions that you attended, Craig, so far? I know you've been there for a couple of days that have stood out for you.
You know, went to a couple of the construction ones. You know, obviously, you know, Park West General Contractors like Brad Gantos and Associates are sponsors for this show.
Yep.
So, and I've got one of the partners from Park West with me, Ed LaCivita. So, you know, the construction breakout sessions and what's coming from the brands, especially in the select service arena. It have also been some of the other sessions that we've been going to. We've been going to View from the Top, which was a general session. And then another one from the C-suite, where we had various CEOs and presidents from various hotel companies talking about what they're seeing and what they're doing and how they're, with some of the M&A that's gone on and some of the new technology that's coming on and trying to get everything to be as compatible as possible.
What are some of the stuff that you've heard in those sessions that you hadn't heard before or that you feel that are takeaways for you?
Well, I think takeaways is, you know, one thing, especially with the brands, it's really, you know, about getting back to the guest services and the experience without, you know, forcing a lot of huge costs. You know, some of these new platforms that are coming out where, you know, you can control the temperature and the lighting and the television and the wake up and everything else in your room right from an app from your phone and use your phone to get in there. I mean, everybody's pretty excited about that. And they're also hoping that, you know, they've got to integrate it into their existing
systems.
Yeah, you know, right. And, you know, that's an expensive thing to do.
Sure.
You know, it's one thing to take it to a couple of corporate hotels and work the bugs out, then launch it, you know, within some hotels that are being managed by you.
Right.
But then to take it to all your franchisees,
right,
it's like turning the Titanic. So there's some...
Well, you're going to have resistance from the franchisees for additional costs. There's always, depending on when that property was built and where it's at with their existing systems, if they've upgraded, what the cost is. I mean, yeah, it's well, we get all excited about
it. You get it installed, and now you've got an upgrade, okay?
Yeah. And how do you quantify it? Is it actually something that you can, you know, pass on cost of integration into your rates, or is it just basically a nice thing, but you can't really monetize it?
Yeah.
The classic questions.
You know, that's part of it. Is also, you know, looking at inflation, we're looking at energy prices, you know, and debt loads. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, debt load by an average American household is up about 13%. You know, are we going to have another real estate crisis? Is that going to be that black swan event? You know,
but the economy is doing so great. All the stock prices are up. What are you talking about, Craig?
Yeah, but when you get your average family carrying 13% more debt load, Exactly. Not a good thing.
You know, it reminds me of my days of doing a degree in economics. It really depends where you measure, right? If you measure a particular variable at a certain level, oh look, let's measure the GDP, or let's measure the Standards and Poor, and let's track that. And you're like, oh my God, it looks all rosy, it looks all great, and then you basically go down to something like, you know, debt level of our average household.
Right.
You know, cost of basic services.
Yeah.
And you go, oh crap, we have a duality going on in the economy.
We do. Yeah. And, you know, we're looking at, you know, modest RevPAR growth for next year, you know, possibly as high as 2.6, and that's very modest. So,
yeah, because it's tied directly to discretionary spending. I mean, unless you are a corporation that's basically, you know, it's business travel, and that is not something that's coming out of your own individual pocket. It is a different scenario when you basically start looking at the realities that people, you know, 2.1 kids in a suburban household, and you're looking at potential interest rate increases. Yeah, it affects the bottom line for a lot of people.
Well, it does with corporate as well. You know, once the corporations have been hit, you know, that's the first thing that happens. Yeah, you know, they're
trickle down.
You know, their travel plans all change.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not staying at the JWs and the Ritz-Carlton's anymore. They're in a plain vanilla, you know, Hilton, Marriott, Hyatt, and
you're doing remote meeting and conferencing, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. You're doing homeworks, locations,
exactly.
Or co-work locations. Yeah, when you know, it's fascinating because part of this is cyclical, as we always talk about, you know, and every cycle has its own realities because it's, you know, whatever is the current conditions that are being dealt with. But there's certain core ways about this that are cyclical. What are some of the other stuff that's coming up? How long are you going to be there for?
I'm here till Thursday. So the conference ends on Thursday. Again, we've had, you know, 1,800 attendees, everybody from single asset owners to multi-asset, hundreds of properties across the globe,
right?
International companies. So it's a good blend, and you know, it's just the educational component and the networking abilities here are great. It's just I've always told you this is a must event for me. I won't miss this one, and I haven't. And I get one more gold star on my name badge, and they're going to retire me at that point. That means like 30 years. So, and I've got two now. So,
well, you told me that it's something that I should be attending to. I think last time we talked, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch of people that are friends of the show and people that we know. Maybe some that we've even had as guests here that you are running into there, right?
Yeah, and if Paul's got the mobile, you know, thing ready to go next year, maybe we do a remote from the conference next year.
Yeah, Paul, so, you know, if I'm going over there with Craig, you got to get the mobile ready. Okay, yeah. Paul's giving you a thumbs up. We're for people that are trying to find us on video feed, we're not. We're doing an audio only here today, and it's just going to be a half a show because we're going to let Craig go back to his very important networking and in the dry heat and not so dry bar, but give my regards to people there. I know there's some people there. I already kind of reached out and let you know or Mary Malloy, that's who's there, and I'm sure Glenn Houseman is there. And you know, please.
No, Glenn's not here.
Oh, he's not
on the side of the country. So, the Messiah is not here this year, and it's very strange not having Glenn here because typically he and I, get into some really great debates and hospitality and authenticity and what's going on. So
how much of that, speaking of which, Craig, how much of that is actually trickling down into the conversations that are being had? Is there a discussion of that? Is there a discussion that in terms of brand differentiation? Because we also have talked about how many brands have been launched, how many sub-brands have been launched. Has any of that become part of that conversation?
It is part of the conversation, and you know, that's one of the reasons RLH, the old Red Lion, you know, they bought a brand from Wyndham because they felt that was something that they could incorporate into their
offering
company and breathe new life into it, and not necessarily, you know, full blown new brand. But you've got others that are launching, and you know, I think Best Western now has got, you know, a half dozen, ten different brands. So it is, and we're everybody's, you know, being a little cautious about that. It's like, okay, you know, how is this going to impact? Choice launched their Clarion Point, which is really a fascinating, you know, new concept. It's, you know, basically the same room package as the Clarion, fresh, modern, up-to-date, but no food and beverage.
Right.
So it is a select service product. It's got, you know, the grab and go and all of that. And Choice Hotels has got a great idea with this. They're not putting them anywhere in the same area where there is a full-service Clarion. They're not going to put them into areas where they may be adversely affecting some of their other brands. So they're having a big team meeting with their development guys next week. I was talking with Anthony Goldstein, who unfortunately was supposed to be on our show next week, but he won't be. So we'll bring somebody else in for that.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of interesting things going on with all the brands. You know, Hilton is running Point. They're doing a lot of really interesting things, as is Marriott. You know, I haven't talked to the guys at Choice Hotels yet, but I have talked to Red Roof. They had launched an extended stay brand a couple weeks ago that they're getting a lot of traction on. They're getting a lot of traction on their Red Collection, a soft brand for a boutique-style lodging product. And their one in Chicago is beautiful. So there's some really interesting things going on. But, again, they're also looking at taxes. They're looking at employment, you know, labor costs.
Right.
They're, you know, well, inflation is another concern.
Regulations, changing regulations, HR. We talked about that a little bit a couple of shows ago. You know, yeah, it's interesting. It's very much, it seems to me, a much more sophisticated, like you have to be really a sophisticated operator these days.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, like some of the sponsors and some of the clients at Park West and that you have, you know, now I'll mention a couple of them right off the top, you know, RAR Hospitality and Interstate, you know, Bob is, you know, West Coast, got a number of assets.
Yep.
And then you look at Interstate and they've got like 550 hotels globally across all the product types, including soft brands and boutiques, and they all bring a different dynamic, and they get it. They're hoteliers, you know. They understand everything.
And we've also seen. I mean, I don't know. It came up, but didn't Marriott just kind of like also revamp their awards program? And
they did. They had that merger finally between the Starwood Preferred Guest and the Marriott Rewards, and. You know, it's probably one of the best reward systems out there right now. So,
Well, anything else that you'd like to share, man, before we call it a day and let you get back to networking?
You know what? It's been a great conference. Lodging conference is moving next year. They are we've outgrown the Arizona Biltmore, so it's bittersweet, and I'm glad to be here for the last one. Next year's conference will start on Monday, September 23rd, and run through Thursday, the 26th.
Where is it going
to
be?
And we're moving to the JW Marriott Phoenix Desert Ridge Resort and Spa.
It's a nice
beautiful
location,
hotel,
too.
A lot more room. And I suggest everybody check out that hotel who's listening to the show today and get your reservations in as soon as the tickets go on sale for next year's lodging conference.
Yeah, but before that happens in September, there's this thing called Click 3 that's happening, I hear about.
Yes.
You want to give people a little bit of
California
shut?
California Lodging Investment Conference, yes. And we've been getting a lot of buzz on this conference here at the lodging conference. So, yeah, it's been good. We've got we've got six brands who are all represented here at Lodging that will be participating in Click 3. And I've met with all of them, and they're all very excited about the conference in March, different owners, different management groups, other third-party vendors. So, yeah, tickets are open now, and we've got an early registration discount for Click 3. you go to the website, cliconference.com, you can reserve your room and get your ticket for the conference. And the early bird discount for Click 3 is lodging, all lowercase.
Though the sponsors and the supporters may be different mix from last year, the visionary leading the charge on Click is still the same, Mr. Craig Sullivan, in the third year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, I mean, it's kudos, man. I'm very proud of you for putting that show. It's a very high-caliber show, and it's very, very well-attended. And to your credit for all the hard work and effort that you put into it, it's sold out 2 years in a row, and I really encourage everybody to also get to that CLIconference.com and basically get your tickets now, because I have a very strong feeling that it will sell out again. And it is a one day event. You can't make it up. It's either there or you're not. And it is moving to a new location. It's been at the Hilton across the street from John Wayne Airport for the last 2 years. And where is it being moved to, Craig?
Yeah. We're moving the conference to a new location of the Westin at South Coast Plaza. So the third annual California Lodging Investment Conference will be held on March 7th.
And that'll be just not too far away. It's equally conveniently located. It's just that it outgrew the facility that was in before, and so it's being relocated to that new location. Buddy, I appreciate you taking the time away. Again, give my regards and the show's regards to everybody that's there. I'll let you get back to it. Safe travels, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the studio next week.
Definitely. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Craig. Before we close out, I want to just also mention that Check Out California, just like the Rad Life before, is produced by Golden State Media Group, and there's a website coming up for Golden State Media Group that's being worked on right now. So, again, very proud to be part of Golden State Media and to be a co-host on this show with Craig Sullivan. It's an amazing show. It just gets better and better, and the content is just very valuable content for us in California when it comes to the tourism, hotel, and leisure industry. So hope you guys can join us first and third Wednesday of each month from 1 o'clock to 2 on octalkradio.net. And you can also catch us on Facebook and YouTube on OC Talk Radio. And that is Check Out California. You can also go to Check Out California on Facebook and drop us a note. Looking forward to having Craig back in the studio with me next week, which will be the first week of October, first Wednesday of October at 1 o'clock. And I look forward to having you join us. Thank you very much, everybody, and have a great rest of the week.
Thank you for being our guest today on Check Out California. We look forward to having you as a guest with us again in 2 weeks. Until then, you can always reach us through our Check Out California Facebook page or by emailing us at checkoutcalifornia@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. So do let us know what you think of the show and what areas of interest you'd like to see us cover in the future. Your feedback is very important to us as we continue to bring you the best hospitality our Golden State has to offer. Until next time, may all your days be filled with sunsets and palm trees. Now, go experience and check out California.